Tonight, Broadway's highest honors will be awarded at Radio City Music Hall. Veteran press agent Shirley Hertz is getting one for her half decade of service to the Great White Way. Her story's coming up, but first, the 63rd annual Tonys celebrate the season just ended. But for some of the nominees, their Broadway career is just beginning. Here's Jeff London with the story.
Hoy me siento tan hermosa, tan graciosa que puedo volar.
I'm sure you recognize the tune, but this is not a foreign cast recording of West Side Story. It's from this season's Tony-nominated revival of the classic musical, and this time, many of the Puerto Rican sharks speak and sing in Spanish. Argentinian actress Josefina Scaglione, at age 21, is making her Broadway debut as Maria. She's nominated for a Tony and thinks audiences have no problem understanding I Feel Pretty in Spanish.
People ask me, what if they don't understand what you're saying? And I don't think it's necessary for them to understand each word I'm saying, just to realize that she feels pretty, she's in love, you know?
See? Scaglione is only one of a number of artists making their Broadway debuts this season who've received Tony nominations. And not all of them are youngsters. Amanda Root and Jessica Hines are veterans of the stage, screen, and television in England. They've come to New York to perform in the Tony-nominated revival of Alan Ayckbourn's The Norman Conquests. It's a trilogy of comedies about three unhappy middle-aged couples in a country house on a weekend, and all the plays overlap. One is set in the dining room, another in the living room, and a third in the garden. While audiences can see each play individually, every Saturday, all three are presented in a day-long marathon, which starts at 11:30 in the morning and ends at 10:30 at night. Jessica Hines says those are her favorite performances.
You can kind of get lost in it, actually. Mm. There's something very overwhelming. You get completely submerged in the material, which is a lovely feeling. It's challenging and just thrilling.
You know Norman, he's...
Yes, I know Norman very well.
I mean, he's not a bit like Tom. Norman doesn't bother with secret signals at all. It was just wham, thump, and there we both were. On the rug. Rug!
Amanda Root says it's a thrill for audiences, too.
So it's a real event for everybody, and you really feel that at the end of the trilogy, that the audience are there and they feel they've gone through that marathon with you and they've lived every moment and they're there with you, you know what I mean? They know every character back to front.
Another play which explores characters back to front is Neil LaBute's Tony-nominated Reasons to be Pretty. The indie filmmaker and author is making his Broadway debut with this play about four young people caught in dead-end jobs and dysfunctional relationships. Marin Ireland is playing Steph. She's been in lots of new plays off-Broadway and classic plays in regional theater, but she's noticed a difference this time on Broadway.
There were so many more people involved, invested not only financially but psychologically and emotionally, and so people kind of coming in and out of the room and you're like, oh, wow, there's all these other people involved. Right, right. And then moving here, the first day really felt like, oh, my God. You kind of get those chills walking into the house. Like, right, this house has been here since 1903.
Nothing. No,
what?
Just forget it.
You are meeting someone then? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, maybe.
I see.
Yes.
Is that new girl?
No, I've never even met her before.
But it's a date.
No, it's a gathering, really. It's a meeting. Some friends are, like, introducing us at the bar.
Here?
Not my idea.
Oh, that's terrific.
It's whatever. At least I can get all dressed up for it.
Well, that just makes you a slob then, doesn't it?
So what does that make you?
Director Diane Paulus is another person with multiple credits off-Broadway and in regional theaters. She's the artistic director of the highly respected American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Paulus is making her Broadway debut with the Tony-nominated revival of Hair, and she approached this 1960s anti-war musical with a kind of scrupulous attention to detail she might apply to Shakespeare.
It was so not about... Isn't life fun, hippie vaudeville? It was about, you know, kind of the tenseness and the pressure of the situation. So I really wanted to bring that alive for a modern audience and kind of do justice to, like, what it meant to be alive in the 60s as a young person in all its facets.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
I've got to admit, I grew up in New York City. I went to Broadway as a kid. It was always a dream, you know, could I be one day part of this community? So to be on Broadway with Hair, of all pieces, is kind of a dream come true. And for the show to be acknowledged in this way, you know, with all the nominations we've gotten, is just affirmation of life, I think. Affirmation of, you know, the message of Hair. So I couldn't be happier about that.
The Tony Awards will be broadcast on CBS tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And you can watch scenes from some of those nominated shows and follow a live blog of tonight's Tony Awards ceremony starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at npr.org, where you'll also find Jeff London's reflections on the season and his Tony Award picks.